Not beyond that, it's devastating. Devastating for the patients, for the families, and for the nurses trying to do their job to look after sick people. When you think that this patient was deemed medically fit to go home or to go into another setting beyond the hospital that no longer required a hospital setting. There's a lack of management, and questions, hard questions, have to be asked of our political representatives. Are they ever going to really take it on board that we need to address the idea of reviewing the means testing for carers? They promised it pre-budget. If care, the number of people in the community who are already committing time and to neighbours and family to care for them in the community, we need this more formally arranged. These people should be acknowledged for the work that they do, and it should not be means tested. And the HSE need to employ their own dedicated home care staff that were not depending on private companies, because that's a vicious circle. They're paying beyond the odds to bring in private companies and agencies. And this is not, if this was a business, it would be closed. It's unacceptable.
When we think about the pressure that this is putting on hospitals and on hospital staff, especially leading into the winter time where the trolley figures are traditionally higher, action needs to be taken sooner rather than later on this.
Secretary of the Nurses Union, the ANMO, had said this is a big concern for the nursing staff. And I suppose for the clinicians as well, the doctors. When you we're losing nursing staff, good staff, hand over fist, they're seeping out of our hospitals. They're heading to Australia. And it's this lack of support and acknowledgement of the vital role they play in our community healthcare services, that we need to stop and acknowledge that and give them support.
Residential and home care services in the northwest region of the country, at least, would you go as far as saying not fit for purpose?
Absolutely wouldn't survive if it was a private business. When you look at 706 patients treated in trolleys in Sligo Hospital, the fourth highest in the country, and Letterkenny was the fifth most overcrowded with over 505 patients, you have to think, is this a northwest regional neglect on purpose, or is it just lack of management? I personally believe, because of the consistency, the repeat nature of this, that it's a lack of management by our health service. It's a lack of willpower to address the issues. These are all fixable. These issues could be addressed, and they're not being addressed adequately, or the staff are incompetent in addressing them.
Short-term solutions at this stage, I presume, perhaps maybe not an option. It would be great to bring the figures down immediately, but you probably have to look at a long-term plan here, and that includes recruiting, training, and indeed retaining more people that's involved in the residential and home care services.
Is the ability to validate the staff that are in the system, that we're bringing in, that have been trained outside the system, and we must also critically review the capabilities and the training methods of those staff as well, to make sure that we have a complementary staff that are supporting each other, and that is the best for the service and for the patients.